So if there were perhaps one takeaway that you'd like people to see in the film, what would that be?
So I think for me, the real target audience of the film is young women. So I really want them to watch this film and feel empowered in a way that, you know, they can gain knowledge, they can gain understanding of the systems in place that affect them and how it affects them and how they can prevent any kind of devaluation and exploitation within this larger system, and gain a sense of confidence. I would like young women to also feel that they can join together with each other to come together as a community and really fight for and put out there the values that they want to see in this world. I think that's really important, to empower young women. I think that's really important. The other thing is, for people who are, you know, for non-female audiences, for wider audiences, I would love for them to see that, you know, these are real women who are putting on these uniforms and working for these teams, that what they do is real work, and it contributes to this huge corporation, and it's hard work, you know, and I want them to acknowledge this labor, and I want them to acknowledge these women as human beings, you know, that have families, that have parents, that have kids, that are mothers as well, and all of the labor that goes into all of those roles. I think it's really important for that to be acknowledged and talked about, because this invisible labor in many ways is leading to the devaluation of women.
You spent about 4 years making this film here in Buffalo. What's in the future? Will you be back making another film perhaps?
I would love to come back to Buffalo. I think so, because we are a co-production with ITVS, we will be broadcast eventually on PBS next year. So we would love to come back and do an event or another, you know, discussion or something like that before the PBS broadcast. Because I think it's great to involve the community. You know, after you make a film set in a certain community, it's great to bring it back and, you know, give back in a way.
But if they come out to the North Park this Friday, they can watch the film, plus they can also participate in a Q&A panel discussion, right?
Right. So, yes, the film will be screening this Friday, 7:30 at North Park, and there will be a Q&A after with me, as well as Maria will be there, and also Sean, the lawyer for the case. So there will be a discussion and question and answer. So people should come and talk to us.